We are talking about The Power of Habit, Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business by Charles Duhigg. What are your bad habits? Do you smoke, drink or eat to excess, chronically run late and procrastinate, or have recurring negative thought patterns? Even the order we get dressed in is a habit. You probably didn't have to think about what to put on first this morning, your pants or underwear. If you had to think about every little action in your life, by the time you were ready for work, you would be exhausted by the amount of decisions you had to make. Charles writes, habit scientists say, emerge because the brain is constantly looking for ways to save effort. Charles refers to the mechanics of how habits work as the habit loop. It has three main steps. Habits have a cue, routine, and reward. So the cue is what signals our brain to start the routine. Your cue for getting dressed is likely picking out your outfit. Then we have the routine, the physical or mental action. In our example, putting on the clothes. Last in the habit loop is the reward. Woohoo, you're dressed. You don't have to go to work naked. Congratulations. But there is a fourth factor, craving. Why do you get dressed in the morning? My guess, you don't want to be arrested, which is a pretty legitimate craving if you ask me. All habits aren't created equal. Charles tells us some habits have a large ripple effect on our life, and he calls them keystone habits. The order you get dressed in isn't a keystone habit, but how you approach negative life circumstances definitely is. You can have positive or negative keystone habits. Starting an exercise habit typically leads to increased energy and confidence, which will ripple into other areas of your life. A habit of overeating and not exercising will decrease energy levels and generally decrease your physical health and likely your mental health too if you experience shame, guilt, or insecurity due to your bad habit. Ask yourself, what is a positive keystone habit that you could add to your life that will have the greatest positive ripple effect? Also, what is a negative keystone habit you can remove or modify in your life? The real question is, how do we transform our bad habits or start new good habits? Charles gives us the framework to reshape habits, and don't worry, this is what's on the actualization worksheet, so you will have an opportunity to do this for yourself. To demonstrate, I'm going to use an embarrassing personal habit that I'm currently changing. I have always had acne, and I pick at my acne, which is one of my worst habits, gross, I know. Now, step one is to identify the routine. This is the easy part because it's what you're trying to change. For me, it's to stop picking. Step two is to identify the cue. I know that I pick when I feel stressed or insecure. So habitual cues typically fit into five categories though: location, time, emotional state, other people, and immediately preceding action. You wouldn't go to the bathroom if you didn't have the urge to do so. Unless you're just trying to hide from your kids, you don't go potty unless you need to. So you need to identify the cue or the urge behind why you do your habit, because that's a non-negotiable step in the process. Now, step three is to identify the reward and experiment with different routines to see what else will satisfy the reward. So my picking habit reward isn't logical, but I feel like I'm ridding myself of imperfections. I tried experimenting with different routines like doing positive mirror affirmations, but that didn't work. Eventually, I realized I needed to address the craving for removing imperfections, so now I pluck unwanted eyebrow hairs instead. Step four is to make a plan. Charles tells us the golden rule of transforming a habit is to keep the cue and the reward the same, but change the routine. So whenever you have a habit that needs to be changed, you need to have a defined plan, because just wanting to do something doesn't work. Everyone wants to be in good shape, but you have to plan to be in good shape to start getting results. We are all works in progress. It can take time to change a deeply ingrained habit. Get really clear on why you want to change, believe you have the ability to do so, and be committed to doing the work, and you can and you will be successful. I highly recommend you watch my review of The Willpower Instinct by Kelly McGonigal. Willpower and habits go hand in hand. Charles said, once you understand that habits can change, you have the freedom and the responsibility to remake them. Once you understand habits can be rebuilt, the power of habit becomes easier to grasp, and the only option left is to get to work. So get to work, and you make it a great day.